From the YPR studios in Billings, good evening. I'm Bree Ripley. 23-year-old Billings artist Phil Griffin went to Standing Rock over Thanksgiving, and he left early with thoughts of a paper he'd written in college on Shakespeare's King Lear. In the Bard's play, Lear remains ignorant, willfully at times, of the depths of his own vanity and the endless scheming of his three daughters until it's too late and his kingdom and family are lost. Griffin began to see Lear's ignorance as a metaphor for his own lack of insight into why he had traveled to Standing Rock in the first place, and what his presence there really represented. And so he left.
Just to keep from being yet another white body at camp.
Griffin estimates that of the 10,000 folks who were at camp over Thanksgiving weekend, about 85% were white, including himself. And he wasn't expecting that. The apparent homogenization of a ceremony put on by and for Native Americans was addressed at the very first meeting Griffin attended at camp.
I don't think our motives were bad, but just the fact that we hadn't considered all the complexities seemed to be insulting in itself.
Griffin was confronted with his privilege, his white privilege. He realized this wasn't his protest and ceremony. This was a protest by Native Americans for Native Americans.
To talk to these people who are still suffering from the effects of colonization, it made it even more emotionally powerful. And to see like a direct connection to the degradation of the environment.
His group left a day earlier than planned, realizing that climate change was an issue rooted in centuries worth of white imperial colonization. It was time to go home, and Griffin's different now that he's back in Billings.
The thing about privilege, I think, is that it sort of disappears as soon as you stop actively thinking about it. So I guess that's one big thing to do, is just to try to figure out how I can structure my life such that that is something that I'm thinking about as much as I can, because it seems kind of like the issue at the bottom of all this.
Even though the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers recently announced it will not allow the easement necessary for the Dakota Access Pipeline to be built, Griffin's wary for folks to consider this a victory. To cheers in honor of Standing Rock's triumph is dangerous. It winks dangerously at the little King Lear inside all of us. Griffin says we must instead look inside the chalices we set our table with and examine the ways in which we've made ourselves ignorant to our own privilege. To do otherwise is to risk losing our land, our people, and our sanity. For YPR, I'm Bree Ripley.